In that moment of depression, the sinking heart of Arjuna heard the divine voice of Krishna. Krishna's virtual smile indicates that he saw through Arjuna's attempted rationalization of what is now known as visual thinking. Krishna starts the sermon of Gita by stating that the wise grieve neither for the living nor the dead. The self within is eternal, indestructible. The bodies enveloping the self are ephemeral and they have a beginning and an end. Death is certain for the born and birth for the dead. Beings constantly pass through the repeated stages of unmanifest, manifest and again unmanifest. So why grieve over the inevitable? The indwelling of self remains eternally the same. The second chapter is considered as the epitome of all that stands for in the Gita. So, that is the first is the distinction between the self and the body. We should not grieve for what is imperishable. Sri Bhagavan said, "You grieve for those who are not to be grieved for, and yet you speak the words of wisdom. The learned do not grieve for the departed and those who have not departed." There are four propositions in this verse. 1. Arjuna is grieving. 2. He is grieving for those who are not to be grieved for. 3. He speaks the words of the wise though he is not so. And 4. The wise do not grieve for the living or for the dead. Let us have a look at these statements. 1. The cause for Arjuna's suffering and distress is because when he looked at his relatives, friends and teachers lined up in the opposite side, the feeling of me and mine became very strong in him, the central point being the sense of I. A man is grieved when he categorizes some objects or person as his own and some others as not his own. The sense of mine and my, not mine, attachment for things considered as one's own and indifference for the things considered as not one's own is called ego, which is the source of all grief, worry, fear and confusion. Rediscovering oneself is really to be really higher than one's ego is the end of all sorrows arising out of false identifications or relationship. So Krishna went on to the bottom of this grief, sorrow, misery and suffering and explained that a wise man does not have the sense of I, me and mine. Such a man is not bound by any tie or attachment of any kind. To hear the phrase "those not to be grieved for" refers to Bhishma and Drona. Why they are not to be grieved for? It is because they are beyond the sense of attachment and the feeling of I, my and mine. That is the reason why they are on the side of Kaurava army despite the Pandavas being equally dear to them. They are aware of the differences between the real and unreal, the soul and the body respectively. They are wise because they have realized the eternal reality behind the phenomenal changes and therefore do not grieve the decay and the death of the finite and mortal in the form of the physical bodies. When we go to the seashore, we do not grieve over each wave that rises and dissolves, for we know they are unreal and the real thing is the water in the waves. Waves are like the physical bodies which appear and disappear, while the indweller of the body, the self or the soul, is like water. Those who have realized this eternal truth have no sorrow for the change they perceive in this world of happenings. Thus both real and unreal are not to be grieved, and as the real is imperishable and therefore should not be grieved for. The unreal is bound to perish as it is perishing at every moment, so it should not be grieved at. It follows that Arjuna's grief over the bodies of his relative getting perished is misplaced and is the consequence of his ignorance, lack of right knowledge of Vidya. Though his words apparently look wise, which in fact they are not. Hence Krishna says that he is grieving for those who should not be grieved for. What Krishna means is, Arjuna, look at those standing before you not as human beings. Look at them as souls, and the soul is immortal. You cannot kill the soul if you have the real knowledge. The idea is, you are sorrowing for those who are eternal in the real sense and therefore who are not to be grieved for. Hence you are a fool. The wise do not mourn for the dead or the living. Why? Because there are no living or dead in the sense that those with bodies are alive and those divested of a body are dead. Nor is there such a duality of life called life and death. These are only illusion produced by distorting veils of ignorance. Lead me from death to immortality is not a petition to gain a state where you'll never more experience bodily death, but a plea to be led from the outward turned consciousness that produces death to the inward turned consciousness that produces life. It is spirit itself that is immortality, nothing else. In order to remedy this myopic view of Arjuna, Krishna administered the strongest medicine of knowledge of the self to him at the very first stroke from the 11th verse of this chapter, which is considered as the key verse of Gita. All the subsequent teachings are an elaboration of the principle laid down in this verse. He advised Arjuna to renounce his physical, emotional and intellectual estimate of his grandsire and teacher and to re-evaluate the situation from his spiritual understanding, whereby his problems in the battlefield would vanish. It is not that I did not exist before, nor you, nor these kings, nor is it that we shall cease to exist in the future.